Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Venice International Film Festival. I'm with Andrea Pallaoro and Charlotte Rampling, director and protagonist of Anna. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Andrea, first of all, why did you decide to tell this story, since I heard that you wrote the script thinking of Charlotte?
Absolutely. The script was written for Charlotte from the very beginning, and I wanted to find I knew that in Charlotte I would find the right partner for this type of introspection, for this type of observation, of investigation. My objective was from the beginning to penetrate, to investigate the internal world, the internal sense of disorientation that Hannah feels.
Charlotte, how would you describe her, and plus how would you define her path in this film and in life?
It's a path that evolves, because when we meet her, we don't know who Hannah is. We find her in her house with her husband, and then the story begins and the husband is put away. So what is Hannah going to do? So that's what we actually find. So through the film, we find out what a woman would actually do when she is put into this situation, how she can bear the loneliness and the shame and the alienation and the distance and the change, and the all these things are so suddenly contained within her that it's like she almost could be numb, but she has to get through them. She has to find a way through, and that's what the film is about. She finds her way through.
And one of the most, at least for me, difficult scene is that when she's denied the chance to spend time with her nephew and all that. That was the hardest thing for me from my point of view. So I was wondering how it was for you, and what do you think that she can bear it and not trying to do anything about that, to try to ask for forgiveness, or I don't know, I really don't have an answer.
No, but there is no answer. That's what's interesting about the subject that Andrea chose to do, because there is no answers about that in life. What actually do you do in this situation? They are so intolerable that they can't have an answer to it. You take them on, and you hold them inside you. And so, and then what do you do with it? Do you go mad? You start to harm yourself? Do you want to kill yourself? No, if you're going to carry on, you just have to hold them and carry on. And that's what Hannah does. And I think that in the film we see this, and we see her doing this, but in a sensorial way, which is the bravery, I think, of a film like this that Andrea chose to direct in this way, is we actually watch her go through this. We don't see scenes that are showing us and pointing us where she's going. We have to stay with her and watch with her and hold her pain with her. And that's the particularity of a film like Hannah.
Andrea, I wanted to know, why this story? Why Hannah? Why this portrait of a woman? What was the starting point of that?
I'm always fascinated by characters that are experiencing great levels of challenge within themselves. You know, within Hannah. What really fascinates me about this character is how Hannah is dealing with their own sense of identity. How she's trying to negotiate between the past and the present, and who she was and who she has to be, and even more importantly, there was one question that is a question that scares me, and I don't know how to answer myself, but it's a very important question for me, and that is like, what do you do in the situation that Hannah is? What would I do? You know, like after you live a life with someone, you share a life with someone, you share an identity with someone for 40, 50 years, and when something like this is revealed, like, how do you react, you know? That is a question that I find very, very compelling.
Well, here's something that I'm always curious about. Does an experience like this change you in a way by going through life as Hannah for a period of time? Does that change you, like experiencing what she's dealing with.
Yeah, I think it does. I don't know whether it changes you, but what it does is it accompanies you. You know, I've been accompanied by this extraordinary experience of living in the head of Anna, and living her experience, and living the deep drama, deep drama of an experience like that. And then it can be compared to other things that I've lived in terms of things of my life, and it mixes together, and it brings about a great sense of humility in a humane way, from a human way. You know, you really can feel that you have touched certain things that perhaps others can't touch, and that's a privilege.
Do you see, or did you see, a future for Anna? What kind of future do you see for her? Did you imagine for her?
That is an interesting question, because we... I was actually, and with Charlotte, this is actually the very first time that we met, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. It was actually one of the major questions. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, because that remained a question until the very end. We had two endings.
I was like, okay, what is happening now?
We didn't know, like, actually the day of we shot the scene, I was like, okay, we have to go with this. But I, you know, it was the natural way to, I find to leave her, you know, to see her, yes, to see her go, you know. Exactly, but because it's an ending that does not tell you exactly what happens to her, but you see her like, standing up once again, you know, because this is like a film about a character, a woman that keeps getting up, you know, and this unwavering commitment to life that she has is very touching to me.
Charlotte, do you want to add something to it?
No. I think we've done Hannah over here.
Yes. Yeah.
So thank you so much. Good luck for Anna in competition here at Venezia 74. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.